Thank you. I will reflect on the gospel reading from John, the last reading we had. The whole largest section of John 13 to 17 is called the Farewell Discourse, and that's where our text from John 14 also fits in. And just before the verses, the part that we read, there was also the question in John 14, verse 8, from Philip, who asked Jesus to show them the Father. And this is just some background for me to bring my message today. We also read these verses on the sixth Sunday of Easter. It is Easter, but I must admit personally, this liturgical year at the moment feels to me and many other South Africans to one long stretched out holy or quiet Saturday. Lockdown in South Africa came just before Holy Week, and it feels as if we've gone into the grave there on Holy Saturday. We celebrated Easter. It was great also in virtual celebrations here in South Africa, but a lot of people feel that they've almost, to a certain extent, still in a grave. I am, my body is. We're still waiting for that resurrection moment that will release us in many ways from lockdown. I also, and other people also, want to ask the same question that Philip asked, to also to show us the Father in this situation. Holy Saturday is, to my mind, or Quiet Saturday, as it's also called, the threshold of the liturgical year. On that night, of course, we moved from Lent to Easter, and we did, and we are at the moment in Easter, and yet to many people, it feels as if we're not anymore in Lent, but also not yet in Easter because of the global pandemic. It really feels as if we've been left on a threshold, as if somebody pushed the pause button on Holy Saturday. In some of the older houses here in South Africa, you will get at the front entrance one of those huge, big yellow wood thresholds. And if I imagine the situation that a lot of people experience, it's as if we're standing on that huge threshold. We are not outside. We're also not inside. Behind us is the world as we knew it. And in front of us is a big, cold, somewhat spooky house, and we don't really know what to expect. You look back, you look forward, and you ask, show me the Father. And thresholds are a bit like boots, like in the song. They're not made for walking, but they are made for crossing, not just standing on them. And that year we are, this year, still on a threshold, neither here nor there, not in the old or in the new. However, I think my feeling of remaining in a longer kind of a quiet Saturday, of standing on a threshold, is nothing compared, as I've already said, to the experience of so many of my fellow South Africans. In South Africa, I just gave you a brief overview. The impact of the pandemic is really horrendous. There are so many job losses. There is hunger. There's also, of course, the spiritual and the psychological impact, which ranges from fear to the unknown, to anxiety, to lots of loneliness at the moment. And because we're such an unequal society, there are some people who barely notice that there's actually a problem, whereas there are people who are starving at this moment. When I look at the South African landscape, and you will have to say if you can associate with my descriptions here, it's almost as if you've got all five of those well-known phases of the grieving or the dying process all at once. There are people who are in denial. They were more 2 months ago. There are lots of people who are angry. There are people in depression. There are people who are bargaining. Admittedly, I see fewer people who are in the final stage of acceptance, but you get them all mixed up all at once. And then to complicate matters, South Africa is also a very, very religious country. 84% of our citizens are Christians. So many people are, whilst they're in one or even more of these phases simultaneously, they're also asking the question where God is in the situation. It's a, I think, a new echo of Philip's question, show us the Father. And being a very diverse country as well, there are many variations of this question. I think people with coming from a more Western background in my country will ask questions like, does God exist? Where is God? Is he present in this situation that we're experiencing? Whereas some people from a more African background will probably pose the question slightly differently and ask, which spirit at the moment is the true spirit that can be trusted? I think their version of Philip's question will be along the lines of, show us the spirit and show us the true spirit amongst the spirits. We have a mixture of experiences of what I can term the absent presence experienced of God at this moment in time. And I think many people share in my country this threshold experience and the mixture of emotions. And in John 14, Jesus and the disciples are also very much in between. They are also on a big, big threshold. What they knew is passing for the disciples, and what lies ahead of them is extremely uncertain. Maybe to a certain extent, some of us at the moment, almost like those disciples sitting around the table after everything happened there in chapter 13, devastated by the news that they're getting, that Jesus is leaving them, that everything that they've known is changing forever, and that we have to, like the disciples back then, adapt to a completely new situation. It's inevitable. It's just how it is. This is also the reason why I chose this text for this evening, because I think it's very apt for our situation, both in South Africa, also in Australia, I think globally. The sixth Sunday in Easter today is also called Rogate, meaning call it out. In the farewell discourse in John, in our verses, we encounter a word, a Greek word, parakletos, from the words para, meaning beside, and from the verb kale, meaning to call. It refers to the paraclete, the spirit, the one who is called to stand alongside. Other names or translations that you might have encountered is advocate, strengthener, helper, inspirer, one speaking on behalf of another one, etc. In the English translation, the NIV that I used, they translate paraclete as counselor, and Jesus called the paraclete another counselor, as well as the spirit of truth. In the rest of the chapters of the farewell discourse, you will find more descriptions of the paraclete. Later in chapter 14, there's, to my mind, a beautiful description of the paraclete who will remind us. And for me, it's almost like the paraclete is described as a prompter, that person in a theater standing in the wings with a full text. And if one of the actors will maybe forget his or her line, the prompter is there in the wings, and there is a silence that's falling. And then from the ears, you hear, psst, Nathan, to be or not to be. And then Hamlet carries on and continues. I think that's a very good description for the one who stands beside us. Our verses are closely connected to the paraclete in John. In our verses, he's also called, like I said, another counselor, because Jesus is already the counselor. Jesus is going away and will be replaced by the paraclete. So in Jesus's place, the disciples will receive this counselor, and what Jesus did for the disciples, now also the paraclete will do after he is left. This paraclete must fill the absence that they experience after Jesus has left with presence. In other words, I think there is a huge comforting promise in these verses. Some people feel all alone in these days. Some people feel like they're standing on a threshold between two realities. Some people experience great losses, the loss of touch, of movement, of doing the things the way you used to do it. And you want to see the Father in this stretched out, holy or quiet Saturday. Well, these verses tells us that the paraclete fills the absence with presence. I think this is the core aim also of the farewell discourse, and it's a central theme in our verses this afternoon. Jesus acknowledges this quiet Saturday situation, the threshold situation, but he's insisting that we're not left alone. Someone has been called to abide with us, called to stand beside us on this threshold, called to dwell with us, called to teach us, to remind us, to correct us, called to lead us in truth. This is the paraclete. The paraclete right here beside me in lockdown in Stellenbosch, and the paraclete right there beside you in Melbourne in Australia. And a lot of people will say, really, but I cannot see this paraclete. As I said earlier, Jesus' words that we read was a response to Philip's request to show them the Father. And these verses do exactly that, to show the Father when people are experiencing a detrimental threshold time. The answer that Jesus gives Philip in our verses and the larger chapter, it's right there. I can sum it up in the words, a combination of the word paraclete and knowing. You cannot see the Father, Philip, but by knowing the paraclete, you know me. And by knowing me, knowing Jesus, you know the Father. Then you are also, Philip, joining the dance of the Trinity. Then you abide in me, in the Spirit, in the Father. Then you are no longer an orphan. Through this kind of knowing in the paraclete, Philip, you are seeing. You are seeing the Father. In other words, abide in me and I abide in you. Today is rugate. Call it out. What shall we call out? That we are not alone in this very, very lonely time, because para kaleu. The paraclete was called to stand beside us. Quiet Saturday, a threshold, maybe, but the quiet Saturday and the threshold in which the paraclete was called to stand beside me. This we know, and therefore we see.